Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
How many of you can remember, for those of you that are in that category and wonder what happened to that memory bank, how many of you remember the little game called Tag, You're It? Y'all remember that? And we could play that thing forever. And we didn't even need cell phones and apps, and we didn't need technology. We just went outdoors and we had a great time. Yes? And it wasn't even expensive. And it was even more fun when it was in the dark. That's when it was really exciting, because all kinds of things could happen when it was in the dark and you were playing with other individuals. My goodness, you know, you could hear them calling, it's time to come in. Like, what time is it? It doesn't matter. It's time to play. How many know that we as believers in Christ Jesus are fit for the dark? Did you know that? Light is to show up in darkness. Did you know that? This morning you're going to hear from God's Word that the Holy Spirit, who is here, is going to invite every one of us to play tag this week. To go out into the highways and the byways and out into where we work and live and serve. He's going to invite us to tag others to come into the kingdom. Did you know you're not supposed to play in isolation? I mean, can you imagine playing outdoors all by yourself? That's ridiculous. I mean, not many want to be out in the dark by yourself. By the way, let me just put this in real quick. Are you ready? Just because God's given you light to go into the darkness, He didn't invite you to go out by yourself. It is a dangerous thing to go, yes, I've got the light of the gospel on the inside. I don't even need to run with anybody else. I'll just run right out into the deepest darkness. It doesn't matter, because greater is He. Be careful. Make sure that you really know how to manage that scripture against the opposition that you may be facing. Are you ready this morning? Turn to somebody and go, tag, you're it. I thought I'd just kind of get you primed up a little bit, because the Holy Spirit, when we're done here this morning, He's going to say a very simple thing to all of us. Tag, you're all it. Because you live and move and have your being in Him, He expects for you to do something in the kingdom. He doesn't want you just kind of hanging out in R&R. He expects for you to head to the front lines where the action is. It's great to have a prayer room and a war room, and I believe in that, and we just did a little bit of that. But I got to tell you, He doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to run to the battle. He wants you to head to the darkness and tag others who He's calling. How many know that He's calling, but we've got to be the ones to carry the tag? That we go to those who have not yet been tagged by the Holy Spirit and break the news to them. Let me explain it to you this way. Last Saturday morning? It was one of those Saturday mornings. It couldn't have been last Saturday because we weren't even here. But there was a Saturday not too long ago. How many know memory can mess you up sometimes? I just asked you a few moments ago, do you remember? And I can't remember when I did this. Has nothing to do with anything. Don't go beyond that, all right? Here we go. So I was at breakfast one Saturday with Joshua over at Hardee's, and the Holy Spirit tagged me. Would you permit the Holy Spirit to tag you? Or when He tags, do you go, not today? So He tagged me. He said, I need for you to go back up to Miss Gladys. I said, what? Go back up to Miss Gladys and tell her this. How many are willing to be tagged by the Holy Spirit to go to others so that they can get the word that they need for that day? Because see, all of us have those levels of insecurity, but God wants you out of the box. I may or may not get to all the notes. Isn't that good? But we're going to definitely get to Matthew chapter 28 in just a moment, and we're going to begin to look at how important it is to be tagged by the Holy Spirit so that He can send you. How many know that He said, go? He didn't say stop. He didn't say wait. He said go. So here's what He said. I want you to go back up to the counter, and I want you to tell Miss Gladys these words. Tell her to tell her husband that I'm going to sponsor this. How many know sometimes we want to know what it means when we don't have to know? Come on, church. I will when you explain it. How many know that God doesn't have to explain himself? He simply gives the directions, he gives us the orders, and then we choose obedience or disobedience. But this is a house that obeys. Amen? So you see, I can't preach something that I don't live. It's a dangerous thing to preach about being tagged by the Holy Spirit if I'm not willing to be tagged. For me to tell you, I want you to be ready this week to be tagged by the Holy Spirit, but I won't respond to him, it shuts down what opportunities you're going to have. How many know it's very important to be obedient to the Holy Spirit? So I'm trying to figure out, like, how's this going to work? So I walked back up to her and I said, hey, Miss Gladys, come here for a second. I need to speak to you. She walked up to me. She said, what is it? What do you want? And by the way, she knows who I am, so it's not like she was like, who are you? I have found seldom does the Lord actually do that with me at this point. That doesn't mean it won't change. But normally what he's going to do out of those relationships that you have, he's going to work in those relationships. That's why he puts you with that person or in that environment with those individuals. And so I said to her, the Holy Spirit, because she is a believer, I said, the Holy Spirit asked me to come back up here. And I'm supposed to tell you this, that whatever your husband is doing or getting ready to do, that God's going to sponsor it. And she just broke into a big smile. She said, that's amazing. We're getting ready to open up a brand new business. And we needed to hear that. How many know that God's always on time? He doesn't miss extra points. He doesn't miss foul shots. He never swings and misses. We do. I do. But he's always on point. So when he tags you in this message this morning, and he tags us to take this out into the front lines of darkness, you can trust that you've heard from the Lord. Yes? Because Jesus said that my sheep recognize, hear my voice. So you know his voice. And so I kind of bumped Joshua as we were going out, and I said, you know what? It was something to the tune of like, man, I just got a major check. He's like, money. I said, this was actually better than money. There's something to live for more than just finances. There's something to live for more than just what you've got your eyes on. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's where your eyes should be. Because the kingdom is eternal. Have you noticed that you're still not running in the same car you had many years ago? And for those that are just getting started, you won't have it that long. It was built that way. But the kingdom was built for eternity. Hello? So this morning, I want to direct your attention to Matthew chapter 28. Where are we going? God, by the Holy Spirit, is going to tag all of us this morning. One has said this as we begin to look at Matthew chapter 28. Christians have the spiritual mandate to establish the kingdom of God in their own lives and in their society. All of you know the Lord's Prayer, and you know that in it he prayed that the Father's kingdom and will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus didn't just come to die on the cross. He came to establish something. Oh, well. Sometimes planes take off, but we're not even in the plane. That was a plane moment right there. And it was very clear, by the way. Could have used that twice, right? Plane, and it was very plain. He didn't just come to save us on the cross. He came to establish his kingdom in you, in me. Check it out, Matthew chapter 28. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Has that changed? Come on, church, has that changed? It doesn't matter who is a leader in this nation. It doesn't matter who's in leadership in other nations. There's one who has total authority. His name, Jesus Christ. Watch this. For most of you, that wasn't news. You already know that. But have you been tagged with that so that you walk out into darkness in authority? Oh. 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 Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Not just the Tri-County area. wherever God places you, wherever God sends you, your purpose is to be making disciples who are followers of Jesus Christ. And they may never even attend Forward Church Ministries. Remember, we've been talking about the lids, getting rid of all the lids. His kingdom is bigger than this. Well, the Holy Spirit is here. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given to you. How many know that when we are followers of Jesus Christ, our mandate is to obey? I used that word obedience the other day at the academy, and it went over really big. I mean, the kids just like embraced it. They fell in love with it. Yeah, he's right on point, man. He's using these cool terms, obedience. They can't stand obedience, but when our school resource officer brought in his police dog, Nero, man, did they want to make sure he obeyed. Isn't that amazing? Just a little sidebar right there. Man, those kids were freaking out. You know, of course, sometimes you do things intentionally. So I just told everyone, just remain seated. This is not 9/11. By the way, those were some words that were mentioned on one of the planes. Remain seated. But I told, isn't it amazing how quickly we forgot 9/11? But we didn't at the academy. We used it as a day of remembrance. And I said to all the students, just remain seated. Don't move. He's going to obey Clint Anderson. He's going to listen. And then they start smiling. And I said to them as we went from classroom to classroom, isn't that what we're asking? I mean, you are better than a dog. Okay, I'll leave that alone. I have a lot of fun at school. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So when we walk out of here, tagged by the Holy Spirit this morning, he's going to be sending you out into levels of darkness. Know this, that as you go with others who are going with you, listen, he's not going to leave you. As we get ready to explore what the areas he's going to tag this morning, in John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they'll even do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father." I personally believe I've not represented him correctly yet, because I should really be a testimony to where he is and what he's doing. There should be greater works coming from my life because of who he is, what he did, and where he is. That was good preaching. That was excellent preaching right there. And I received the word of the Lord. That's what Jesus just said. In a moment, you're going to see what Jesus did when he was here, and now he's tagged you to do what he was doing. Oh, man, I thought all Jesus wanted is I would go to church once in a while, throw in a few change, do a little this, serve a little here, should be good enough, isn't it? That's churchianity. That's not kingdom theology. Good preaching, Pastor. Good preaching. Just keep on, my brother. One has said, people have a hunger to experience the spectacular, but the Lord is about the supernatural. I'm releasing the supernatural in this house, so that what you heard in that testimony by Dane this morning will become common in our world. I'm expecting to see students who've been struggling academically as we work and invest in them and pray over them. Which was first? Invest and work and then pray. Because if we don't work, what about your faith? I think the Bible talks about without works, what really is your faith? So it's not just I'm going to pray over the students, but we're going to invest in them. We're going to train them. We're going to teach them. Now we'll pray over them layer by layer by layer. Oh, sound theology, I don't know. Oh. Well, I'll just pray for you. Sometimes prayer has got to be put into action. Sometimes what God wants me to do is lighten up on the prayer end and go to work on the front end. Another one has said, as we get ready to go to Isaiah chapter 61, One has said, apostles go into new territories and establish God's kingdom. Is there anyone who would like to ask God for new territories this week? That doesn't mean you've got to move, that you're going to be uprooted and taken to another area or another state or another nation. That's possible. But if it doesn't work here, why would he do that? Let me break that down. If you're not very good in practice, why would we want you to have the final shot? Or first and goal and you get to carry the football? So God wants to see you do it right where you are. And when you can do it right where you are, then he opens up whole new avenues and territories that you can establish, listen, God's kingdom. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. We're going to take a look at what Jesus did, and then we're going to scale it back to what Jesus said in John, and then we're going to see if we're willing to be tagged this morning. Turn to somebody and say, I love this game. I love this game. This is a good game right here. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Oh, Pastor, I'm reading with you, but this is about Jesus, not about me. Well, I think it was the Apostle Paul who said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if Christ is in you, you should be doing what Jesus said you could do way over there in John chapter 14 and verse 12. So what did Jesus do? Well, he was sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, to release from darkness the prisoners. That's why you want to go into the darkness. That's why you want to go into the darkness. There's prisoners there that God wants released, and you're to carry that. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So I want to give to you this morning. Oh, by the way. Just sidebar. My next class is on the brain. I see now why they wanted me to take it. And in this study on the brain, like how in the world am I supposed to wrap my mind around this? They really want us to consider doing it in sets of three. And so I'm violating that this morning. I'm going to give you seven. Isn't that wonderful? Because I do live outside the box. My days of being in the box and all that format, it's over. It's done. And I'm not getting back in that box. I'm inviting you to come on out of the box and not just walk in churchianity, but walk in the kingdom. So that when you leave here, you'll be comfortable there because you were practicing down here what you would be doing up there. Number one, here we go. Number one, I'm going to move rather quickly now. Number one, here's one of the things that God wants to tag every one of us with this morning. That everything that's done in the kingdom is done by the Spirit of the Lord. That it's done by God. And this is what the Bible's talking about in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord impressed upon me as I was putting this together, everything that rested on Jesus can rest on you. And then you deliver it to your children, and you deliver it to your grandchildren. Do you realize how that begins to change the playing field? So what do you have available this morning? The Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and respect for the Lord, or the fear of the Lord. Is anyone going to embrace that this morning? How many want to be tagged with that? Because if you're not tagged with number one, you can't carry out 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, or 7. Are you there this morning? Are you with me this morning? It's very important that you're tuned in to what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. One has said it this way, the only strategy to protect and preserve a nation is to establish the golden rules and principles of the kingdom of God in society. You can see what others are trying to do to this nation. What we should be doing is countering that with the kingdom. That's what Jesus did. That's why so many were upset inside all of the temples and in all of those areas where he tried to go in and to teach. They were upset because he countered everything that they were trying to establish. The kingdom of our God is eternal. Come on, church. Come on, church. Well, I just want to go to a good church service. Have fun with that. Don't expect God to tag you on that. God's looking to tag people who want to join the game, who want to join the fight, who want to join in establishing the kingdom in the lives of other people. Number two. Well, it says that he was anointed to proclaim. I just want to release this to you this morning, that the Holy Spirit is here to give a fresh anointing to you if you're willing to proclaim. Let me explain it to you this way. I wasn't thinking about God at all that morning when we were at Hardee's. I was thinking about my breakfast. And then the Holy Spirit went, ding, ding. When I obeyed, it increased my anointing. Oh, you missed that one. Let me come on back here one more time. When I obeyed, it increased my anointing. Reverse it. When I disobey the tag of the Holy Spirit, it decreases my anointing. Hey, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Stir yourself. Stir yourself. You want an increase of the anointing of God in your life? It's not about going around rubbing up shoulders with people who are anointed. Just start obeying. When he tags you, respond to the tag. Man, I'm ready to play tag this morning. Let's go. But not in here. See, when I use that phraseology, I'm not talking about running around in here and tagging each other. I'm talking about tag me now for this coming week. Does that make sense? So God is releasing an anointing right now upon individuals who are willing to proclaim what Jesus proclaimed. So in Luke 7:22, listen to what it says. So he replied to the messengers. This would be Jesus. Remember what he said in John 14:12. Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight. And not just spiritual blindness, ladies and gentlemen. That means eyesight was restored. The lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. So I just want to launch this. Please don't come back and talk to me about it, all right? Because I'm not ready to defend it except to lay God's word up beside it. The reason why we don't see a lot of that today is because we're more plugged into the church than we are the kingdom. Because all of this, what Jesus did, should be happening now in the kingdom. And that doesn't mean you're going to win 100% of the time, but it does mean you win. And yes, ultimately, all healing brings forth eternal life. I fully understand that, but I don't want to minimize what Jesus said. Listen to me. If you saw the movie War Room, you remember what she did with her coffee? I don't need anything watered down. I like it straight, and I like it hot, because it makes me do something. When it's lukewarm, I just go like, is that? Why did you waste your time and bring that to me? That's not being arrogant. When you get a little bit older in this thing called the journey of life, you begin to realize time is of the essence. Feed me something hot. Example. I think Friday night, Robin made, I think I know. She did some taco stuff. So yesterday after, in the midst of all the games, etc., it was taco time. You think I went to the refrigerator and pulled out all that stuff and ate it cold? Are you kidding me? Man, I put that thing in there and I smoked that sucker. I mean, I get it hot so that it tastes good. I want God's word to be hot in here, straight across the table. That's up to you what you do with it. But the kingdom of God is advancing, and Jesus Christ has not lost one round, and he's still able to do what he's always been able to do if we're kingdom-minded. Yes. Give God praise in the house. Well, the next thing that Jesus did was this. He proclaimed good news to the poor. Not just literally poor as in they didn't have what they needed, but they were also poor of spirit. Jesus loves to proclaim good news. So I want to proclaim good news. I don't know what's on your agenda for the week. I don't know who's trying to sabotage whatever you're doing. I don't know where the attacks are coming from and if you're going to be under attack. But I'm going to give to you good news that out of whatever you're going through, God is going to perfect in you the very image of his son, Jesus Christ. And this is what the Bible is talking about in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 5. Listen closely. The blind receive sight. Oh, but Pastor, you just read that. May our ears be unstopped from this day forward. Listen real close, because you know I love you. if your ears are stopped in here, you ain't hearing him out there. If you can't hear him when you're undercover, wait till you're no covering over you. Now try to hear the word of the Lord. Darkness will prevail. Open up your ears in the house of the Lord and receive the word of the Lord so that you can be who God called you to be. So the blind received sight and the lame walk. And those who had leprosy, they were cleansed. And the deaf could hear and the dead are raised. And good news is proclaimed to the poor. Boy, that's kingdom stuff right there. Has nothing to say about a denomination, has nothing to say about a movement, has nothing to say about non-denominational ministries. It simply says, here's the kingdom. What you think? Wow. Turn to someone and say, tag, you're it. You just told them to go proclaim good news. You just told them to proclaim good news. Let's move quickly to the finish line. He also was involved in binding up the brokenhearted. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. And then we actually get to see that verse alive in the New Testament when Jesus tells the story about the Good Samaritan. And all of the religious individuals, I had to format that, almost slipped, and with another word it came in, boom, boom. All the religious people who should have been doing what they knew bypassed the one in need. Let us not bypass those that are in need. This ministry is doing a phenomenal job. I got to tell you, yesterday I made a call on Friday. I said, hey, Ryan, we got a situation here with one of the families, and their trees are down, and the husband has had a mild heart attack up in New Jersey, and vehicle issues and all. He said, I'm all in. I said, all right, we'll take care of that. We'll meet you here, take care of that. How many know that what you need is in the kingdom? And if we will be an extension of his kingdom, then it can be in this house. But this house can never be greater than the kingdom. I'd like to tell you about a ministry down in Lakeland that had years ago 10 to 12,000 people. Now the buildings don't even exist. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Not my voice. Listen to the voice of the Lord. It's not just in this house. It's in his kingdom. And if we embrace his kingdom, then it's in this house. Glory. Good preaching right there, Pastor. Good preaching right there. Stand right in there. Stand right in there. Let me explain to you what that means. Stand right in there. Yesterday we were watching a very sorry football game, and the team from Hawaii deserves to be in Hawaii. And the team that was playing them should consider some things. But anyway, there was a punter for Hawaii. I'm talking about what I would stay in there. And he's taking the snap, and he's getting ready to kick. And he gets ready to kick. There's a guy coming off the wing, and all of a sudden, he just crushes right into him. But it wasn't too bad of a hit. It was like a sissy kind of hit. And the guy lays out like he's dying on the field. And I start screaming and cutting up and doing stupid stuff. Just stand in there. Take the hit. Robert Pascal did. The kids freaked out. We're close, church. We're close. The kids freaked out when I brought Robert Pascal to the forefront on Friday. I told you the story Wednesday night about Robert Pascal and his three Purple Hearts and his 30-some missions in 28 days. I shared all of that with you. That's what it means to stand in there. Don't give up on your marriage. Just because you've had three tough weeks in school and you can't stand the teacher, look in the mirror. It's not about the teacher. It's about your education. Oh, now he's acting like a principal. I don't like him either. It's about you and your subject. It's not about that teacher. It's not even about the administrators of that school. It is about you and your purpose in God's kingdom. And God wants you to elevate your life in the kingdom. How? By being willing to be tagged by the Holy Spirit. Well, he also proclaimed freedom for captives. And this is what the Bible is talking about in Luke 4:19, where it says that Jesus was going to proclaim the year of favor. I want to release favor over your lives in these closing moments. The favor of the Lord. There's nothing like the favor of God. There is nothing like, you can't buy it. You can't sell it. You can't trade it. It's a gift. Walk in the favor of the Lord. Walk in the favor of the Lord. I proclaim the favor of the Lord over your lives. But you don't even know what I'm going through. But be like Job of old, where it says that he did not sin against the Lord. Now his friends thought so. How many know if you have friends like Job's, you need to get rid of them? If you've ever been in the book of Job. Man, that's one thing I don't understand. Pastor's all over the place. He gives us a couple of scriptures. Man, I'm under the leading of the Holy Spirit. I've got my stuff together, but if he wants to bring in a sidebar verse, I'm going to bring that in there. If there are some young people or adults who have friends like Job had, you know what I would do? Hideos. Hideos. See you later. Because, listen, those that don't carry favor can affect your favor. If you're walking with people who have no favor and are not interested in favor, then you start hanging out with them. Do you need for me to call up Samson right now? How many times the Lord told Samson, stop doing it? Stop going to those other nations and quit looking at all those women because they don't have what you have and you don't need what they've got? Don't give away your favor. Good preaching, Pastor. Don't give away your favor. Why? Take away your favor, you walk in captivity too. Under his wings, I am safely abiding. Two to go? How many got at least two of them so far? The Holy Spirit's tagging you this morning. And then he's going to invite you to start running. And start sharing the grace that will chase other people down. Our original text in the book of Isaiah says that he also proclaimed release. I want to invite some individuals to go to individuals this week as the Holy Spirit directs and simply speak release. Just speak release. Just speak release. And this is what the Bible is talking about in Jeremiah 31:13. Let the church hear this about the kingdom. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. Hot dog. So a couple Sundays ago when we were doing that song with Israel and I kind of got up here and I was kind of, yeah, if you want to call me old, then you go for it. But make sure you can run at my level. The Bible says that when the kingdom begins to explode, you're going to see people celebrating. They're going to begin to dance. They're not going to worry about what other people are going to say. It doesn't matter. I can get on my knees. I can get on my face. I can move my feet. I can sing. I can dance. I can shout. It doesn't matter. Oh, Jeremiah 31:13. I speak release over this house. There's going to be dancers in the house. We're going to have celebration. People are going to come free when they begin to see people dancing unto the Lord, and they're going to be liberated from all the things that's held them in captivity. And it also says, I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. So you think I have a little boldness? I have a little bit. While we were praying over one of the staff members this morning, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, heaven's boldness is earth's blessing. Heaven's boldness is earth's blessing. You know what the world's trying to get the church to do right now? Move back and take the kingdom with you. And could you just get over here and have your little stuff right over here? No, I think we'll be right up here in front and center. Not just in here. I want to be front and center in the community. No. Not like this, but just serving. Where? Anywhere he puts us. So the Spirit of the Lord, I said, I ask you if you think I have a little boldness. So while we were worshiping this morning, the Spirit of the Lord said, look at your daughter. So I kind of looked at her once. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, through her dance, I'm going to release people who are held in captivity. So awaken the dance. Long finger coming at you. Awaken the dance. God's going to liberate people through the dance. You know I taught you how to dance. You know that's not true. I can't even keep up with anything she does. Awaken the dance. prisoners are coming out of captivity. And if we need to get more stuff in here to where it will become even more attractive, it will never, listen, the attractiveness will never damage the anointing. Oh, my. Let me wrap this up. That would be a real good one for you to have written down. Making things attractive will not damage the anointing of the Lord. Okay, let me bring this on home here one time. Turn to somebody and say, he's tagged. That means boldness. You want to keep your marriage where it's supposed to be? Keep it attractive. You wrote that down, didn't you? I know. Do you remember when we were at the house this morning and I looked at you and I said, man, you're beautiful. Man, you're so beautiful. And we've only been married 5 years. Wow. You're so pretty. You're so beautiful. Make it attractive. Make the body of Christ attractive. Make the church attractive. It won't change the anointing. It actually increases. It'll bring the lion home, and the lion won't be out on the streets. Keep your marriage attractive. And it's my job to make sure she has what she needs so that she is all that God wants her to be. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. So she walked up to me the other day. Go ahead and he's really tagged. Go on. Somebody, he's really tagged. Okay, I'm almost finished. She came up to me yesterday. You know, yeah, men, have you ever noticed how they could hit you at the right moment? Well, there's a couple giggles. And she said, I'm all out of perfume, and I know exactly what I need. And I'd like to. Yeah, baby. Oh, we cologne for men. Real men use cologne. No. One day I might teach on that. Let's leave that one alone right now. Finish this thing up. So, baby, I'm going to tell you something. You can go get what you need because it's going to make you more attractive. You all heard it. Let's wrap this up real quick so I can get back to the kingdom as we're getting ready to wrap up here. Are you ready? Release, 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 release. No, seriously. Awaken your dance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Awaken your dance. Awaken your dance. Let others start teaching in the children's ministry. Awaken your dance. There's others that want to be trained by what you've been given. You're not just trained in the natural. God's showing you how to dance in the supernatural. You've been around some individuals. You've been overseas. I watched you overseas in Ireland, in Wales, in Scotland, in London. I've seen with my own eyes the anointing of the Lord on your life. Awaken. Awaken the dance within you. Woo. Glory to God. Ooh, let me get this done. Let me get this done. Isaiah 57, verse 18, the last thing that Jesus brought when he was here, that he said you and I would do more than he did. Isaiah 57, 18, I've seen their ways, but I will heal them. When I was at Lancaster yesterday, I did use that one verse, and the men that I was mentoring freaked out. I said, how many of you have ever messed up and had some bad ways? And we all raised our hands. And I said, even though he sees our ways, his promise is that he will heal our ways. He will come back to guide us and to restore us. How many want that in your life? So I want to proclaim restoration over your lives. I want to proclaim healing in each of our bodies. I want to declare that the word of the Lord will bring healing to every situation, physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it would be spiritually, he will bring healing with his wings. Not only can you hide under his wings, there's healing in his wings. And I invite you not to be like that kicker yesterday who kind of flopped. But when the attacks are coming and you're being rushed, I invite you to stand in there and watch the salvation of the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, you are dynamic. You're overwhelming. You're more than enough. Words do not describe how great you are. Father, I thank you this morning that you're going to give an invitation for us to be tagged by the blessed Holy Spirit, so that as we go out into the marketplace this week, we have a purpose for the week. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name. Heads are up and our eyes are open. There's not enough room here. But listen closely. This is not an emotional moment. This isn't a moment where you go, others are standing, I better stand. You have full respect in this house, all of you. Full respect. I'd rather see you remain seated than to stand in his presence and go, you may tag me this week, and then he shows up on Monday to tag you, and you go, I thought it was going to be later in the week. Could you call me back? Obedience increases the anointing of the Lord. Disobedience decreases, not your salvation, decreases the anointing of the Lord. For it's the anointing of the Lord, not your salvation, that breaks the yoke. It's not your salvation that breaks the yoke. It is the anointing of the Lord that breaks the yoke and sets the captive free. If you are ready to play the game, and you please don't walk out of here with that, oh man, he thinks the kingdom is about a game. It's not a game. You absolutely understood the message. I'm not talking about like it's some kind of a little game. But that was an analogy that we used. If you're ready for the Holy Spirit to tag you any day this week about kingdom business, I'm on call. Samuel said, speak, Lord, when he finally understood. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You've heard God's Spirit this morning above my voice. Are you ready to receive the tag so that he can go, I can call on, I can call on, I can call on. I'm inviting you to stay.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.